Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
I'd like to introduce Becca from England, who takes LDN for Crohn's disease. Thank you for joining me, Becca.
Thank you. Hello, Linda.
Could you tell us a bit about your experience, what led to your diagnosis?
Yes, about 5 years ago, I was bedbound with chronic diarrhea, couldn't keep any food down. It went on for about 6 weeks before I was finally admitted into A&E, and I was in hospital for over a month, and they diagnosed Crohn's disease.
Mm-hmm. Were you bleeding at that time?
Yes, absolutely. I was losing a lot of blood and mucus, not a normal bowel movement at all.
So did you become anemic?
Yes, I did. I lost 5 stone in weight, couldn't keep any food down at all. By the time I was admitted to A&E, my organs had started to fail, and my family were told to prepare for the worst.
Oh, goodness. And how old were you at the time?
In my late 30s, and I had two young children at home.
Oh, that must have been devastating, absolutely devastating. So what happened then?
Well, after some intravenous steroids and lots of different treatments, I was sent home after about 6 weeks with lots of different medications. I was on 20 different medications a day, but nothing really seemed to work. Nothing was really settling it down. I seemed to be in a continual flare-up of the Crohn's for over 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, I couldn't leave the house. I was completely incontinent. I was terrified to even go into the garden in case I had an accident. I wouldn't really leave anywhere unless I had a toilet right next to me. It was a very scary time.
I bet. Were you able to sleep?
I was up. My normal day's bowel movements was about 20 a day. So I'd be up 5-6 times in the night, sitting on the toilet, sometimes for up to an hour. I can joke about it now. My husband would say to me, "Oh, I'm just going to move you into the toilet and, you know, to stop disturbing his sleep." But it was a pretty difficult time.
Oh, I can imagine. And how did your children cope with that?
Well, I couldn't take them to school anymore, so they were finding it really hard. And you know, they were being told, "Oh, don't stress mummy out because she's got this bowel disease." So they found it really hard. I wasn't really a hands-on mum at all during that period.
Oh,
I had to really take a back seat.
How old were they?
My youngest daughter was 8 at the time, and my eldest daughter had just started secondary school, so it was a bit of a crucial time for her.
Yes.
And I just wasn't there for her at that time. I couldn't be.
Yes. So what led you to finding LDN? How did you hear about LDN?
I heard about LDN from a friend who has MS, and she'd read a little bit on the website about other illnesses that LDN could help. She'd had a lot of success with LDN, and I didn't really take her word for it. I just thought, oh, yeah, it's another miracle cure, and nothing's going to really help me. So it wasn't till about 6 months later that I actually did my own research into it. It did take me a while to come round to the idea of something like LDN would help me. I just didn't think it would.
Yeah. So did your own GP prescribe it for you, or did you have to get it privately?
My own GP was quite happy for me to take it, but didn't know anything about it, so didn't want to prescribe it.
Right.
I wrote various letters and sent things that you'd kindly sent through the LDN research to my own consultant at the Royal Berkshire Hospital. And he said, yep, he's happy to do more research, but it would take him up to a year. So I knew I didn't have that long to wait because I, you know, my life was pretty much impossible. So I did a private prescription via Clinic 158.
Mm-hmm. So what were your experiences? Did you notice any initial side effects?
Yeah, when I first started taking it, symptoms were a little bit worse for a couple of weeks, but then they soon became a lot better. And as I increased the dose every time, I would have a little couple of days of discomfort, but then again, the benefits would kick in then after a few days. So I'm now up to 4.5 mil that I take every day, and symptoms are, there's no side effects at all now when I increase.
So how are you feeling now? I mean, how often are you having to go to the toilet?
About twice a day, which is pretty much a miracle.
Wow.
I have no inflammation. I have no blood. I lead a normal life. I don't have to wear nappies or incontinence pads. I've been abroad since I've been taking LDN, which is something I could never even consider before. And I've actually had another child. I've got a two-year-old son. And a perfectly normal pregnancy all the way through. And I really do think that's all down to LDN, because I wouldn't have been able to even live a normal life or even think about having a relationship with my husband. And now I'm a normal mum and I go swimming with my son and, yeah, do the school runs and just, and I work as well. So it's been a real transformation.
So when did you start the LDN? Was it before you got pregnant with your youngest child?
Yes, I've been taking the LDN for a little while now. So when symptoms settled and I felt ready, then we considered having a baby. And I've had no problems taking LDN through pregnancy, and I've had no problems since either. So my consultant's pretty impressed. My latest endoscopy showed that I have no inflammation at all, and he was astounded. So he's now decided that he's going to prescribe LDN to others with similar symptoms.
That is
amazing. I think it's fabulous because, you know, he's quite a well-known guy in the Crohn's world in this area. So, I'm really, really impressed that I've managed to sway him.
And what does your GP think?
GP's just absolutely delighted with it. As I say, when I first came out of hospital, I was taking 22 tablets a day. I'm now down to 4, which is fabulous.
Yes.
So I've slowly tailed off all my medication apart from the 4 essentials, and just take these 4 and my LDN every day, and that's it.
And your husband's got his wife back, and your children have got them.
Yes, and I've got my life back as well, which is so important.
Well, what a success story that is. It's absolutely amazing. So what would you say to other people with Crohn's who are contemplating trying LDN but are a bit scared?
I would say don't hesitate. You're already suffering. You've already got all the problems. Your symptoms might flare a little bit initially for the first 2 days. When I was at my worst, I was in a wheelchair for about 6 weeks. I had a blue badge because obviously I was too weak to walk anywhere. And the steroids that I was on affected my bones, which meant I had so much weakness I could hardly even wash myself. My husband was having to bath me on a daily basis.
Yes.
So I was pretty much totally disabled for a short time, and it really opened your eyes to how much you take for granted when you're like that.
And how close were you to having surgery?
I was told that I needed a colostomy bag urgently, and if I refused, I was at risk of my bowel bursting and actual death. But when I spoke to the colostomy nurse and I had my markings for surgery, something in me just said, no, actually, this isn't for me. I just need to see if I can manage this on my own. There must be some other way. So I pulled out an hour before surgery and said, no, I'm changing my mind. And that was the best decision I ever made, I think.
I'd like to introduce Hazel from Ireland, who takes LDN for Crohn's disease. Thank you for joining me, Hazel.
Okay.
Could you tell us about your Crohn's disease when you first started to notice symptoms?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was it's a good bit ago now. It's about 15, 16 years ago, and I was actually, just prior to being diagnosed, I had been travelling in Asia with my husband. We had been married just recently, so we decided to move to Australia. So we went to Asia for 3 months, and it was glorious. But as soon as I landed in Australia, I started getting very, kind of, very, very mild symptoms. But my brother-in-law, who is a doctor, said, oh, you better go to a doctor to be diagnosed. You know, there's something wrong, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was diagnosed originally with ulcerative colitis, but it was extremely mild. And I was fine for about, until about 3 years ago. So I had a good spell of being excellent. I mean, I had very limited disease, and I couldn't relate to anybody who was sick with inflammatory bowel disease. But my daughter was diagnosed after being sick for about 3 weeks. She was diagnosed with Crohn's about 3 years ago, and it really affected me, and I just had an absolutely huge flare, and I actually didn't know what was going on because I'd never experienced it before. But I was extremely sick by the time I got to hospital, and I spent about in and out of hospital for about 2 months. It was just terrible. Goodness. Yeah, it was absolutely terrible, and yeah, eventually I got it under control, but the whole treatment nearly killed me, between the steroids and every single drug they gave me, you know. And I just went from there. I kind of, you know, plodded along for a while and started doing some research and came across a diet and things like that. And eventually I got around to actually doing a diet, and it was actually when I was on the diet, specifically carbohydrate diet, I actually started coming across people who were taking this drug called low-dose naltrexone. And I didn't do anything about it at the time. I was kind of concentrating on the diet, but it just kept on coming up in Google searches and in people's posts about inflammatory bowel disease and LDN. And I just said, you know, I'm just going to really try and get this, because I did so much research on it. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, you know, I really wanted to try it because, A, I wanted something to give my daughter, because she was on immunosuppressant and I was really anxious to get her off it. And I just felt that anything I do, and if it works and if it has got little or no side effects, it's something to give my daughter as well. So it was kind of like a mission I had. Mm-hmm. So I eventually got LDN, and I started it about 10 months ago. So I've been on it since with a diet, and I'm absolutely perfect. It's been brilliant. So I've been absolutely thrilled. It's just really turned my life around. Now, I wouldn't use LDN really as such on its own, but I do use it with the specific carbohydrate diet. But I do think it helps, because I was extremely sick, you know. I had another flare after the first one, and I was very sick again, and I just decided I have to do something. So I'm a year and 3 months now down the line of the diet and using LDN for 10 months, and I really, really have not looked back. It's been fabulous. So, yeah, so it's been great.
Did your own doctor prescribe the LDN for you and your daughter?
No, I had to ring a pharmacist in Galway that compounds it, and it's in Gort in County Galway. I can't remember the name of the...
Brendan Quinn.
Quinn's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they actually put me in contact with a GP that is about 3/4 of an hour from me. It's the nearest GP I could get who would actually prescribe it. Unfortunately, my own GP wouldn't do it. She never heard about it. And my consultant refused as well. So I decided, well, if they won't give it to me, somebody else will have to. So I actually got it from Dr. Maeve Bradley in Macroom. She actually uses it for fertility. She has a fertility clinic. Mm-hmm. And she was great. She had no qualms about giving it to me. And she knew all about it. And she's having great success with it, she said. So I just said, you know, this has to be tried. So it's been brilliant. It's been great. And I get it from Skip's Pharmacy in America.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's really good.
And how about your daughter? How has she been?
Yeah, she's been fine. She, you know, I'm just one of these people who does believe in diet restriction for Crohn's. I mean, it's a digestive disorder. I just really, from the research I've done, you know, I just feel that diet really does help. So she's been really well, and she, you know, they were quite negative about her too when she was diagnosed. So it's been great. It's been a great relief to see her well, and she's growing. She's tall, and she's had no problems really through diet. And I'm hoping long term now with LDN as well. She only started about 4 months ago, really. So we're still going with that. But it's great because she was getting headaches from the immunosuppressant. And just long term, I would be very nervous about leaving her on it. Whereas with LDN, it's just perfectly safe. There's no toxicity. There's no, you know, it's just such a mild drug compared to what the standard treatment for Crohn's, you know.
What dose is she on?
She is on 3 milligrams, mm-hmm. which is what I take as well.
Okay.
And
you also said your son takes LDN.
Yes, he does. He's got really bad allergies. It just started off as seasonal allergies, and it just seemed to keep on going, and it was getting worse, and he would just have it during the winter as well, just wake up and his nose was streaming, his eyes were streaming, sneezing and coughing, and sometimes it would go to his chest. And we tried just so many things, you know, and I just, this year he has his junior cert. So I just felt, oh, he can't miss school the way he did last year. So I decided, after trying lots of things, I decided, you know, LDN, you know, could work for him too, because it does work on the immune system, and it's obviously an immune response he's going through. And it's been brilliant. He actually has been really well. I still give him supplements. I give him strong vitamin C to keep, you know, for just for his immune system. But he has been great. He has not looked back either. He's had no attack now in a long time. He will still get a slight, every now and again he'll get a very slight kind of a runny nose or whatever, but nothing compared to what he has. So it has, it has definitely worked for him, because I suppose out of all of us, we can see that it's worked, because, you know, he was constant every week, every 2 weeks he'd have an attack, you know. So he hasn't had any major attack since he started it.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it? LDN family.
yes, I know. Yeah, I do think LDN is helping a lot, you know. I think it's really worth a try for anybody who's got a chronic illness. And I mean, it has no side effects. So, and it's quite reasonable too if you can get it. Well, we're in euros here in Ireland, so I get it from America, and the dollar to euro exchange kind of helps as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's been great.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience with us, Hazel.
Okay.
This morning we're joined by Maya from India, who takes LDN for Crohn's disease. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Could you tell us your Crohn's story, please?
Sure. I took a trip to India, and during the trip, I was actually very, very sick. I had severe diarrhea and vomiting. I saw a doctor out in India, and he gave me antibiotics plus a couple of other medicine, which worked brilliantly within 24 hours. I had kind of recovered. However, a week later, the same symptom came back, and it continued for a period of 6 weeks or so. I was very sick. I was going to the toilet about 30, 40 times a day. I lost a tremendous amount of weight, about a stone and a half. I could hardly keep anything down. I had high temperature and severe stomach cramp. I went to see a specialist who did a number of cameras, endoscopy, colonoscopy, and so forth. And eventually I was diagnosed about 2 months later as having Crohn's disease. Needless to say, it was all very stressful at the time, because when you're told of a chronic illness, you It's difficult to embrace it immediately, especially when you've got a busy life. Nonetheless, I was put on Asacol immediately, and it helped up to a point, but it didn't quite resolve all the problem. And from there onward, it was what I believe now, 5.5 years later, a downward hill. In a sense, I went on to different immunosuppressants, steroid injections regularly, as in every 6 weeks to 2 months, to control the inflammation and also the severe arthritic pain I was feeling all the time. I could barely walk. It impacted me quite a bit, both emotionally as well as physically. This continued for the best part of 3 years. The steroid and the immunosuppressant did help. My life did become better in the sense that I had control. I wasn't rushing to the loo. I was managing, but managing poorly. The pain wouldn't go away. The pain was, it was controlled only so much. If I'm to say between in 100%, it would be like 60 to 70%, maybe 50 to 60%, actually, not even 70%. And then I started doing a lot of research. Because I every time I took my medicine, I felt really burdened. I thought, God, this is destroying my body. I need to do something about this. And that's what led me to do a lot of research over a period of time. And I discovered three different things. First and foremost, spices. What a fantastic thing they are in terms of helping your body from all kinds of ailments, particularly fresh turmeric, ginger, fennel, and all sorts. Secondly, I came across a website that led me to do research for LDN, and eventually it led me to Dr. McCall and Dixon Pharmacy. And finally, the benefits of exercise, regular exercise. Hard as it is when you're ill, it became a mind over matter. And I think the three put together, I really worked very hard, as well as in my research, in terms of being determined to apply that and to move away from my medicine. So I started weaning off immunosuppressants slowly, without the permission of my consultant, just to see how I react. And fortunately, it worked very well. I came off, finally I was on azathioprine at the time. My consultant stopped giving me steroid injection because over the last 3.5 years, whilst having steroid, my bone became soft and I was diagnosed with osteoporosis. So it was a blessing. They just said, we can't give you that anymore. So I had to mentally manage my pain. I also started following Dr. Marcola's website a lot. It also teaches you a lot about physical pain and emotional pain and the methods to control the aspect of pain. So a combination of all of these over the last 2 years has led me to my current situation where I'm taking a reasonable amount of daily supplements like probiotics, krill oil, zinc tablets, vitamin C, turmeric tablets as well as fresh turmeric. I make my own kefir with my own kefir grains, which I discovered with a wonderful lady in London. She helped me tremendously and passed me the information in India. And then I also tend to walk about 3 miles on a daily basis, whether I like it or not, and some gentle exercise as much as I can manage. And I started taking LDN back in February of this year. That's helped me significantly in managing my pain. On a scale of 0 to 10, I would say it took about 3 months for it to be effective fully. I'd say probably seven to eight. However, very, very recently, I started eating wheat. That was one of the things I gave up, actually, because I kept reading on the website that it's a trigger. And I've noticed some of the pain have come back. So I'm going to give up wheat again and see if my scale of pain is better or not.
When you say your pain, are you saying 10 is the worst and you're at a 7 and 8?
I'm saying naught is the worst.
Okay.
The best.
Okay.
I am around, after taking LDN, I was about 7 to 8, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But since I started eating wheat, I'm probably about 6. And the wheat I've only taken in the last 6 weeks. Because I read somewhere that if you completely give up wheat, you're then building intolerance. So I thought, okay, let me just see how I go. I've definitely noticed a change in pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give up wheat again and see if that's any better.
Okay, so could you explain to us, before you started LDN and all your other treatments, before you took your disease into your own hands, should we say, what was a typical day like with going to the toilet and what that was like, if you wouldn't mind explaining?
Well, I was at the time on regular steroid injection, which was controlling my arthritis due to inflammation, and I was also on immunosuppressant. So I would say, despite all of that, I would probably, a typical day would probably be about 4 times. I would open bowel, yeah, about 4 times, 5 times, 3 times. It varied.
Mm-hmm.
But it controlled up to that point, but I needed all of those drugs to be able to be at that state. And I'd have good days and bad days where control was a difficult thing. However, with these two drugs and the painkiller, it did become better, I must admit.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to go out without the real fear of needing loo. But it was always at the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That I need to be near a loo.
You were saying previously you were going 30 to 40 times a day.
That's right.
Before
that's
it was
right.
controlled.
This is before diagnosis, yeah. And before I was on any kind of medication.
Yeah.
I was physically crawling every day. I just couldn't bear the day. In fact, I dreaded waking up. Cause it was even at night time you'd be asleep for a short while, and then you'd have to rush to the loo.
Mm-hmm.
It was a terrible time of my life, actually. And
you were telling me that you decided not to eat as much because
that's right, because the fear of going to the loo was so enormous all the time that I just took a decision. I'm not going to eat, and I started making. I started having juice, just regular juice, not fresh ones, fruit or vegetable one, but just normal commercial stuff. And then the neighbor sent me fresh juice from her machine. So it tasted really nice. I decided to make my own juice, but however, it still didn't control things for me. I was still rushing to the bathroom. It wasn't until I went on the dreadful steroid and immunosuppressant, I had some form of control, and the whole process just went on for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look back with joy, I must admit, when I think about those days.
Yes.
I count my blessing where I am now.
You've been
the discovery of LDN.
You've been on LDN 6 months now,
That's right.
And we know how it was for you before you you took all the immune suppressants and steroids.
That's right.
What drugs are you taking alongside of LDN now?
I'm taking nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing other than supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And LDN.
Well, now isn't that amazing that you had to take all those drugs to control your Crohn's and you still weren't 100%, and now you're not taking any of those drugs and you're not going to the toilet 30 to 40 times a day and you're only taking LDN and supplements?
Oh, absolutely. I would definitely recommend that to people out there. If they're in the same situation or a similar situation, at least give it a try. The only downside, it did give me insomnia at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I started taking them during the daytime. But now I take it an hour before bedtime and it has no impact on me whatsoever in terms of insomnia. So that effect weans off over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I do take maximum 4.5 milligrams. But I'm very comfortable with it. And, the service from Dixon Pharmacy and Dr. McCall's service is excellent. It's a very straightforward system.
Mm-hmm.
It works. And I would definitely recommend it to people. Yeah, and support the LDN Trust for the wonderful job they do.
Thank you. So we can see it's helping you with your Crohn's. It's helping you with pain. And obviously your fatigue must be a lot better if you're able to walk 3 miles a day. And I should think your quality of life and your mood has also improved, and your self-worth.
Totally, totally, totally. I feel I am more myself as I was before I was diagnosed of Crohn's. You're never the same person because obviously you're still trying to cope with a chronic illness. However, I would say I am 90% myself.
Well, that's amazing.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, LINDA, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.